Languages through music. Languages through music. Languages through music. Languages through music.
Very happy to have Ebenezer Antoine with us today, a man of many, many, many languages, based in Kigali, Rwanda. And I had the pleasure of meeting him on a culture cafe discussion organized by some people in Mexico City this summer. So thank you so much for joining me today, Antoine, and sharing your language journey. What started your passion for languages?
So my passion for languages started in the beginning of the 1990s, mm-hmm. when my cousin, together with my uncle, returned back to my country from the Soviet Union, where they used to study. So the daughter of my cousin was that time very young, but she was fluent in Russian, and because she could that time speak Russian only, so my cousin together with my uncle so used to talk to her only in Russian. Wow. And since that time I was interested in studying and speaking another language.
Amazing.
So the daughter of my cousin actually became an inspiration for me, so to study and to speak other languages.
Amazing. And so besides Russian and Kinyarwanda, which other languages do you speak?
So that time I was also in the nursery, and we used to use French. So that time, so I was able to speak French, some Russian words or phrases, and also my mother tongue, Kinyarwanda. And apart from these three languages, so I managed to study later other several languages. So I can just say 26 different languages.
That's incredible!
But frankly speaking, I managed it so to be able to use or to speak 15.
Okay.
15 languages. So until today, and as I told you, so I have started to study also British Sign Language and Rwanda's Sign Language. So this means that today, right now, I can just communicate in 17 different languages.
Amazing. Yes. So you feel you can communicate in 17, but you've studied at like 10 more.
10 more, yes.
Wow, amazing, amazing. And I know you're so dedicated to your study. I always see you sharing, you know, the Zoom calls and the exchanges and the conferences you attend all over the world every week. So has music ever helped you learn a specific language?
Yeah, yes, obviously music has become actually one of my strongest tools that I frequently use in order to study quickly any foreign language. So for instance, music actually helps me to study quickly, to study and memorize quickly the vocabulary. So I used the music when I was studying Greek, Spanish, and Japanese.
Okay.
And trying to study the meaning of different words used in different songs actually helped me to improve my vocabulary. And right now, so I enjoy studying languages through music, especially by learning new words and singing different songs in different languages.
Amazing. Yeah. How, yeah, I mean, I really feel it makes things a lot quicker in terms of understanding and, you know, approaching the culture. Do you, you know, you see so many people say, oh, it takes 3 months to learn a language, 6 months, give all these different time periods. Do you feel there's an average time it takes you to become able to communicate, or not really?
So it depends actually on the language that you are studying, or it also depends on the languages which you already studied before, and the languages that you truly master. So because, for instance, when you are studying a language which is related to another language, that you truly know very well, so the process of learning such new language so becomes easier.
Yeah.
But when you are studying a language which is not related to another language or to other languages that you already know, so the process of studying it so becomes more difficult. So I can just give you an example. So because my mother tongue is obviously Kinyarwanda, and Kinyarwanda being related to Swahili, so it took me actually a short time to study and to become fluent in Swahili.
Okay.
And also because I had the opportunity to study French when I was extremely young. So when I was studying, for instance, Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese, so the process of learning all these languages, which have, which are just found in the same linguistic family as French, actually helped me so to study them in a short time. But when I started, for instance, Japanese or Chinese or Korean, Chinese Mandarin or Korean, so because they were actually new languages to me and which are not related to, which were not related to other languages that I had studied before. So I studied them in a long time, so because my knowledge from previous languages that I had studied, so didn't actually help me a lot
starting
understanding them quickly.
Amazing. Yeah, it's, I feel the same with Portuguese and Spanish. Sometimes it can be confusing, but a lot of the time it helps when they're closer. And French definitely helps. Feel. Do you have any favorite Rwandan artists or songs? If I was going to start learning Kinyarwanda, who should I be listening to?
So I can just recommend you different traditional musicians. So because they try to sing in natural Kinyarwanda, something which can really help you to study my mother tongue. So in this case, I have a free artist that I can actually recommend you, including the famous young lady called Clarisse Karasira, and also someone else called Gilles Senhore, as well as Mani Marite. So I think there's three boys, there's three musicians, so actually can help you to run my mother tongue through our traditional songs.
Wonderful. I'm going to have to ask you to write that for me. I remember Clarice, I checked out when we first spoke, but the other two I would love to check out as well. And yeah, since, I mean, learning languages, I don't speak half as many as you speak, but I've always felt that every time I learn another language, it gives me more insight into the languages I already speak and appreciation for the differences, or how, you know, this language is better for this, or I like reading better in this language, or poetry, or being angry, or, you know, there are different languages that give you different modes of expression. So yeah, what are some of your favorite things about your mother tongue that maybe you've realized with gaining all these other tongues?
So something actually beautiful that I find in my mother tongue, so is actually its grammatical structure. So the grammatical structure of my mother tongue is basically unique, and such uniqueness makes it actually one of the most difficult Bantu languages, so to study for foreigners and also for Africans.
Wow.
And yeah, so that is something unique and actually beautiful, which actually makes me feel proud of my mother tongue.
Amazing.
Not everyone can just understand it easily.
It's like a secret club.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so you said Swahili has some similarities. What other languages are similar to Kinyarwanda that were easy for you to learn?
Yeah, so actually one of the most surprising things that I realized through my journey of learning multiple languages is actually studying South African languages. So
okay.
For instance, Xhosa and Zulu. So they are very, very, very close to my mother tongue, and they have many words in common. So for instance, in my mother tongue, we say, for instance, for a bird, we say inyoni, and also we have the same word in Zulu, which also means inyoni. And also we have the name, for instance, umuntu. Mm-hmm. And also we have the same word in Zulu. So we have so many common words, so between Kinyarwanda and Zulu. And
wow.
I can just say that Zulu is closer to Kinyarwanda. So my mother tongue is closer to Zulu rather than Kiswahili.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Although South Africa is so far away, so from my country, so but actually seeing such closeness between both languages, so made me think about also the relationship which may exist, so between Rwandans and South Africans, especially those who speak Zulu as their mother tongue.
That's so interesting. I wonder why that is. I have, honestly, I could ask you a million questions. I'll just ask you a couple more questions. I guess, you know, since we're going into a new year soon and you know, people make their resolutions and plans, and how much do you plan your language practice? Do you have, like, do you make a little calendar? Do you say, okay, Mondays I do Japanese, Tuesdays I do, how much do you plan it? And what advice do you have for people who want to plan or structure their learning?
I have actually a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Tuesday, when Tuesday is actually the day for practicing Spanish and the Japanese. Wednesday is the day for German language, and also Saturday and Sunday are days which I really practice Russian, German, Japanese. Yeah.
Wow.
So I can say that.
That's amazing. And then people always ask me the same question, and they always say, but you know, studying all these languages at the same time, isn't it confusing, or do you ever get them mixed up? What do you say to that?
So I actually have what we call delayed lexical access. So when delayed lexical access is actually the process in which you are not able to remember quickly a given word that you want to speak when talking to someone. And the consequence of studying several languages, so apparently at the same time, is actually the lack of ability to differentiate them or to mix them when you are talking or when you are practicing a given language. So because, for instance, today, so because I have been practicing Japanese, so talking to you now, I'm just finding myself in the situation when I'm just going to answer you using Japanese.
And I quickly please don't. Remember
that we are not speaking Japanese. And I return to English, but in my mind.
Do you speak better Japanese than English?
Yeah, so I can say there's days because I know or I feel that I had enough time to practice English.
Yeah.
So because of focusing on Japanese, I can say there's days I can just speak somehow Japanese better than English.
Okay. Yeah, the focus, kind of looking at the focus. Yeah, I always feel it's kind of like, it's like different meals, like it's all food, but you just do it at different times of day. You know? So I try and do my tigrinya in the morning or Thai in the evening and then just try and stay organized. But you are such an inspiration for me. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Yes, and, so thank you very much.
Murakoze chane, domo arigato.
Domo arigato. Yes, so before finishing, you have mentioned Tigrinya. So, but I had the opportunity to study Amharic.
Yeah.
Amharic is obviously also one of my most interesting languages. So, because Ethiopians or people from Abyssinians in general, so managed to invent their own writing system. So that is actually their particularity across Africa.
And beautiful.
I can just tell you, move forward in studying Tigrinya. And continue actually to explore the beauty of Ethiopian languages, especially the writing system. Thank
you. Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's my plan. In 2021, I'm going to add Amharic lessons to the mix. So I will keep you posted for sure. Murakoze chane, my dear. Thank you so much.
Yego, murakoze namwe. Thank you very much.
Languages to music.